Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
I'm Ryan Newman.
And I'm Trey Newman.
All right, this is question 30 of our college football preview series, and we are most excited about this one. It is our favorite team, but let's keep the bias aside, guys. All right, no homers here. Trey, what's the question?
Okay. Will Nebraska finally make a bowl game?
Okay, the way you said finally seemed kind of fanboy-esque.
Sorry, I'll keep that in check.
All right, well, let's talk about Scott Frost. Let's start with Frost because he was the savior, the golden child, and hasn't worked out, you know, so far at least. So where's the faith level, Trey?
It's certainly waning, but I'm keeping the faith more than I think most of the national media out there, most people. Has he made mistakes, and has it not worked as well as we all thought it would? Of course. But people have to remember, he didn't inherit all that much from the Mike Riley regime. He didn't just try and apply Band-Aids and go the JUCO or transfer route to apply quick fixes, trying to build it from the ground up. So now, you know, in year four, it's the time that we need to start seeing results. And it's also kind of funny where how narratives develop. I mean, Nebraska has had a very bad record in the close toss-up games. A few of those go the other way, maybe not having this conversation as much. But, you know, I get it. You are what your record says you are. So, you know, overall, am I optimistic that it will dramatically improve? I'm not saying that, but I am also being a little patient and not writing him off yet.
Yeah, if I, you know, if I was 100% all in at the beginning, it's probably been down to about 10% right now. This is the last hurrah here. Year four, you better make a bowl game or you're done, dude. Like, you can't go 4 years without doing it. There's no excuses at this point. I don't care what was left there. You got to be able to make a bowl game. It's not that hard, dude. It's not that hard to make a bowl game these days. Just win six, man. Get there. Recruiting is kind of suffering, especially in the Omaha, Nebraska areas. Some recruits are going elsewhere because they just don't like the vibe. So, time to win.
Yeah, I think the most disappointing thing is just, I feel like Scott Frost hasn't been that likable since he's been the Nebraska coach. It seems like every few months there's some quote that I shake my head at, and just, you know, he's tried to build it from the ground up, like you said. And so the recruiting classes, they've been fine, but so many players transfer. So many of the best recruits were either guys that just didn't work out for one reason or another, or they ended up transferring. So it's just, it's not great. I mean, the rebuild has not been going well. So yeah, I agree. He's got to start showing it this year. I haven't totally given up. Like, I still think he can be a good coach. But yeah, we need to start seeing something. How about the 2021 team? Hopefully this is going to be a positive outlook. Ryan, what do you think about the offense?
Well, offense is a question mark. I think the thing with them is they have a huge variance. I could see both ends of the spectrum. I could see him being pretty good. And I could also see them being pretty darn bad. Adrian Martinez is back for his fourth year. And, you know, he's gotten some heat throughout his career. But he did complete over 70% of his passes last year. And he led the team in rushing with a little bit of injury concern. So, you know, he's got to improve. But I think his supporting cast the past couple of years has been a big reason as to why he's been kind of, his numbers have suffered. His receivers have just been garbage. Just nobody to throw to the last couple of years. So, now this year that it's possible it could change. The wide receiver room is definitely the most talented it's been since Frost has been here. Now the problem is none of them has proven it in a Husker uniform. They brought in a transfer from Montana, Samori Torrey. He was an All-American there, getting rave reviews, should be a starting slot receiver. Omar Manning was the number two overall JUCO recruit a couple of years back. Last year just couldn't quite get his head straight or whatever. He was missing some practices. So, but this year, all reports are he's good to go. And there's some other four-star guys waiting in the wings. So high and low variance there for the receiver group. O-line's filled with talent, and they finished the year pretty strong, and they've got four of those guys back. Just a matter of they can actually put it together for a full season. And the tight end group is solid. They're good there. Running back's unproven. But to me, it's just, does Martinez stay healthy? Because behind him, it's terrible. There's just nothing there. So if he goes down, which he hasn't really proven that he can stay healthy for a full year, it could be spell trouble because I don't see them making a bowl game without him.
Yeah, his health is obviously the big key. And I feel like last year there were two main problems with the offense. You had turnovers, which has been a theme for Nebraska, and a lack of big plays in the passing game. And as far as turnovers, it's going to help not having, you know, the backup Luke McCaffrey came in last year and threw six picks in not a lot of attempts. So not having
I have
that
a better arm than McCaffrey.
What's that? Okay, that's all right. I disagree with that strongly. But you know, not having, hopefully we don't have a backup come in and throw a bunch of picks again this year. Adrian Martinez, though, is a fumbling machine, and I don't see why we would expect that to change in year four, but hopefully
a little less.
Yeah, exactly. So that hopefully we can be a little better in minimizing turnovers. As far as the big plays in the passing game and stretching the field, it's all about that receiver room. Like you said, there's a ton of talent. There's the potential there, but high variance. I think you put it perfectly there.
Yeah.
I am sort of optimistic about Adrian still a little bit. I feel like I've probably talked myself into him each of the last 2 years, and it hasn't worked out for me. So maybe I'm kind of doing that again.
I don't think it's on him. I think it's on his receiving group. Okay. And, you know, because I really do. Like, when you saw him his first freshman year, when he had a couple of decent people to throw to, well, he had a pretty darn good year, right? I mean, there was a reason why he was going into the sophomore year as a Heisman contender. But then he had lost a couple guys that year, and then boom, he was just like... I mean, it's a struggle. It's been a severe, severe lack of playmakers at receiver. So it's not all on him.
No, and they're going to have to overcome losing Wandale Robinson this year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely a loss. Maybe not quite as big as maybe some people would think, but it's a loss.
All right. How about the defense?
Yeah. So the defense overall has been the weaker spot for the Huskers for quite some time, really, and even dating back prior to Frost. They're not going to be necessarily a great defense by any means, but there are pieces there to have it be the best they've had in a while. Last year, they jumped from 63rd to 38th in SP plus defense. They do have a decent amount of returning production coming back. The challenge with the Black Shirts is they need a pass rush. They were 98th in sack rate, and I'm not terribly confident that this D-line can generate enough pressure on the quarterback without a little help from Eric Shenander, the defensive coordinator, blitzing with his linebackers and safeties. Because without a pass rush, the secondary has gotten fairly torched over the years, and they just haven't generated enough turnovers. They need to cause some more havoc there. You know, I might, I guess, kind of come across as pessimistic, but I like the continuity there. Deontay Williams and Markell Dismuke and the safeties are solid. Cam Taylor-Britt at corner. I like the pieces. They need another corner to elevate this season, but overall there is definitely room to continue to grow.
Yeah, the defense it really wasn't the problem last year, and they got they had five super seniors decide to come back. One of them got hurt. Will Honus is a linebacker, probably would have started. He's out for the year. But the fortunate thing there is they did get a transfer from Northern Iowa, Chris Kolarovic, who was a stud there and actually in line to start probably, so that kind of helps fill that void. I think you hit the nail on the head. Question mark is just, can they generate pressure? Because they're going to be pretty deep up front on the line. I just don't know if they're going to be able to get to the QB. They'll be able to stop the run all right. They kind of put a emphasis on that, but they do have a good, really good secondary. I think Cam Taylor-Britt is one of the best corners in the Big Ten. He's probably the best player on the entire team. So linebacking group has been slowly getting better. Secondary is going to be good. It's just that question mark. Can they get to the QB, which will help them force turnovers? Because they just every year they lose the turnover battle by, seems like one per game. They're just getting destroyed on. So it's kind of the key to the whole team, offense and defense. Can they limit turnovers on offense and force a little more on defense? If they do that, of course they're going to make a bowl game probably.
And we didn't mention JoJo Doman at linebacker.
He's
versatile.
He's one of our better defensive players.
Yep.
Okay, let's get to the schedule, which is the biggest kind of problem in this whole question here, because it is one of the toughest in the country. Of course, you always have Wisconsin and Iowa, always tough in the division. And in the East, two of the teams they draw are Ohio State and Michigan, which... it's unreasonable the amount of times that we've drawn Ohio State. Sorry, I'm being
a homer
there. But it's a lot of play Ohio
State. We got screwed our first decade in the conference here.
A lot. By the time, you know, it's going to be our time to not play Ohio State, there's going to be, you know, massive realignment. We'll be in their
Nebraska
division or something.
Nebraska beat them the first year in the Big Ten, and then every year since then, it's just been a debacle.
I feel like we get them off next year, if I'm not mistaken. It's either next year or the year after. Like it's like 1 year we don't play them.
They'll have a down year that year. No. I don't see that happening anytime soon. But okay, getting back to the schedule though. Yeah, we got Ohio State and Michigan in the non-conference. Nebraska plays at Oklahoma, which is not ideal.
That'll be a fun one.
Yeah, so if Nebraska wants to make a bowl game, I feel like there's a good chance they need to start out 3-0. And so they've got week zero at Illinois. Obviously very winnable game, but also losable, as we saw last year. Fordham, there's a kind of a gimme win.
That's
and then
a win.
Buffalo, yeah. Which is not a gimme win. Buffalo is pretty good, but obviously Nebraska will be favored. So We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. That first game, week zero at Illinois. I mean, even Frost, we were talking about media days here in the Big Ten. They were, him and the players are kind of already alluding, like, that's a huge game. Like, I mean, if Nebraska loses that game, you might as well just put Packett in for the rest of the year. Like,
I'm glad you're not the coach. Yeah,
that's the worst team in the Big Ten West. Like, if you can't beat them, it ain't going to be a good year.
No, that's true. All right, well, let's answer the question of the episode. Will Nebraska finally make a bowl game?
I'm saying they do make a bowl game. I think the offense is going to be more consistent than they were a year ago. The wide receivers are going to have much more of an impact than they did last year. I like Adrian to bounce back a little bit. Not saying they'll be great, but I'm going to see improvement. The defense won't bend, they'll bend but not break. We've talked about Illinois is that huge game. And, you know, really, you look at that schedule, outside of the game at Oklahoma, every game is, you know, is reasonably winnable until November, when they just have that brutal slate against Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Iowa. So they got to get those wins early, and I think they will.
Yeah, I agree. I think Nebraska goes 6-6. Defense, you know, should be pretty good, and I think offensively there's bound to be more big plays. You got to think Adrian Martinez's experience can only help. So hopefully year four is his best year, and I think they can squeak out 6.
Yep.
No, I don't think
Whoa.
They will. I kind of, when I was talking about the team, I guess I painted a little bit of a rosy picture, but there's going to be something that happens that just, whether Martinez goes down or we just fumble so much, we lose on the last second. I don't know. We'll just find ways. We've been doing that for 4 years now. I'm not confident. I'm just not confident. Until I see it, I said kind of towards the end of last year, after last year in our offseason, some of our a previous podcast, like, no more. I'm not going over, no matter what.
You don't have
I'm
to go over. It. You just got to push.
I know. I'm not even going to push. I'm not even push them. I'm going under. Like, that's just it. All right. So I think the line set at like 6, right?
Yeah, 6 is the Vegas win total.
So I'm going under. I'm saying 5-7. We're not going
to
do it.
Okay. 5-7. What happens to Scott Frost?
I think he stays around.
I think he stays
one more year, even though he should be gone.
I mean, unless they go 2-10 and, you know, everyone leaves, he's around next year.
All right. Well, let us hope that Ryan is incorrect there. That'll do it for our Nebraska preview. If you
I've been incorrect for 4 straight years going the other way. So
yeah, there we go.
Try to do it the opposite here.
All right. If you like college football, be sure to subscribe to our channel, both the audio podcast and on YouTube. And we've got more Big Ten content coming out this week. We'll be back tomorrow discussing the most overrated and underrated teams in the conference. So we'll see you then.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. Keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.